This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. California will completely ban styrofoam after the plastic industry failed to show a 25% recycling rate of the material last year. CalRecycle, California's Department of Resources, Recycling and Recovery, will enforce the statewide ban on polystyrene foam or styrofoam food containers. An anti-plastic pollution bill that was signed into law in California in 2022 included the ban on the material unless the plastic industry could show a 25% recycling rate by the end of 2024. Since it failed to do so, enforcement of the ban on styrofoam food containers now is in effect. Moving forward, expanded polystyrene, or EPS, producers will not be allowed to sell, distribute, or import that kind of food service styrofoam into California. An electric car company, Rivian, is expanding its electric vehicle charging system called Rivian's Adventure Network. It's a public DC fast charging network with locations strategically positioned to enable Rivian owners to charge their vehicles for greater range. Rivian doesn't have as many dealership locations as other electric vehicle manufacturers, but does have one in Bozeman, Montana. The Rivian Adventure Network includes new charging stations near outdoor meccas like Sedona, Arizona, Bozeman, Montana, Flagstaff, Arizona, and Joshua Tree National Park. Rivian says that sustainability is a key pillar of Rivian vehicles and its charging network. The electric car maker said, "Every kilowatt hour that Rivian chargers deliver is matched with renewable resources like solar and wind on an annual basis." Rivian has been building out its charging network for a number of years, but has increased the pace of installations in the last 2 years. The majority of the Rivian Adventure Network is dedicated to Rivian owners only and will not allow any other EV drivers to charge there. Over the last year, Rivian has started introducing a handful of Rivian Adventure Network locations where all EVs are welcome and are able to charge. Rivian's Joshua Tree charging station was the first and features 12 chargers. Rivian chargers automatically recognize Rivian vehicles. When the charger is connected to the vehicle, charging simply starts. No credit card or account info needed. A Florida artist has won the Montana Migratory Bird Stamp Art Contest for the second year in a row. Florida artist John Nelson Harris painted a trio of tundra swans winging their way through a gray sky in the shadows of Rocky Mountain peaks in the winning design for the 2025 Montana Migratory Bird Stamp. Harris has won the art contest for 2 years in a row. His painting was selected from among more than 50 submissions from artists around the U.S. Harris is the designer of more than a dozen conservation prints and stamps, including duck stamps for California, Oklahoma, and Washington. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks launched the Migratory Bird Stamp Contest in 2024 to help raise additional awareness and appreciation for wetlands conservation and the benefits of intact wetlands to people and wildlife. The Montana Wetlands Protection Advisory Council selected the winner in this year's contest. Wetlands are critical for many wildlife and aquatic species, as well as providing critical ecosystem functions like flood control, groundwater recharge, and water purification. FWP's Migratory Bird Wetland Program helps landowners and other conservation partners develop and fund projects that protect, conserve, enhance, or create high-quality wetland habitat. The 2025 Migratory Bird Stamp is not required to hunt migratory birds in Montana. It's a companion stamp. This year, all hunters who purchase a migratory bird stamp, which is required to hunt upland game birds, will be sent an email with the winning artwork and offering them a sticker sheet. For winning the 2025 Migratory Bird Stamp Contest, Nelson of Florida receives a $2,000 prize paid for by contributions from Montana's Outdoor Legacy Foundation, Montana Audubon, and Ducks Unlimited. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.